It's even sunnier than yesterday here on day three of Brighton Fringe, and I bumped into, I'm going to say, three creatures, two human beings. And what is this creature, and who are you?
My name is Richard, and I have with me Christopher Nibble, and he is a guinea pig. He's come all the way from Dandyville.
Okay, and I'm also joined by...
I'm Claire. Hello, nice to meet you.
As classic in children's theatre, we've got two first names, but I need full names so I can remember them.
My name's Richard Priestley.
And
well, you're going to get them the whole lot, Claire, Alison, Hills.
Oh, that's good. So tell us about Christopher's caterpillars.
So Christopher, as I said, lives in Dandyville, and he keeps six hairy caterpillars as pets. But unfortunately, he seemed to misplace them. So he's searching all over Brighton to try and find his six hairy caterpillars, and he can't find them anywhere. So he's a little bit worried, but we're asking everyone in Brighton if they've seen them and to keep an eye out for them.
I think it's a sign of a really well-made creature in children's theatre that I feel right now that he's looking at me. But tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea for the show and how it got made.
Okay, so in 2016 we started adapting the storybook Christopher Nibble, which is the first of three stories starring this young man here, Christopher Nibble. And the second story in that series is Christopher's Caterpillars. And, well, we had so much success with Christopher Nibble, people just fell in love with Christopher and his friends and his family. They loved Dandyville, which is the setting that it's in. And also, Christopher's Caterpillars was just such a lovely story about life cycles and appropriate for the age range that we create theatre for, that we just felt that we needed to tell that story as well. And Christopher's Caterpillars has just been such a... It's a lovely day out for families that are looking for something that's age appropriate for 2 to 7s, and want to see a bit of puppetry, want to join in a little bit. Good introduction to theatre for really young families. It's lovely.
The lovely sounds of the fringe around, but we can still hear you. So how do you turn a book into a piece of theatre?
So we started with the idea mainly from the book, and the storyline is largely the same, and then we're introduced as the narrators of the piece, so we kind of framework the piece and then read it. And then the story, we have Christopher and his best friend Posey, and with the help of the cafe owner Mr. Rossetti, who gives him some advice about how to care for the caterpillars. Yeah. They tell the story.
And did you use the book a bit, the words, or have you completely changed it?
So the author of the book, Charlotte Middleton, she's the author and illustrator. So when you're adapting a book, you have to look at the words as well as the illustrations, because the illustrations are a massive part of the storytelling, which is something that we've really tried to use in our story of Christopher's Caterpillars and all of our work. So we do have words that are directly taken from the storybook, but also we've got scenery that is lifted right from the pages. So Dandyville is a replica of the Dandyville that you'll see in the book. If you know children that know Dandyville and know the stories, they'll look at it, it looks exactly the same, just on big scale.
And that must feel great, to be able to take a book that you love and actually recreate it visually in theatre.
Absolutely, it's really lovely. I'm seeing people that know the story, seeing their faces when they see what we've done with it, and also seeing Charlotte's face, who's the author and illustrator. She's come to see all of our plays that we've done with Christopher Nibble. She's just delighted about how, in her words, it's materialised into 3D magical form on the stage. She just loves how her 2D illustrations have become a 3D setting for Christopher in Dandyville.
And also in this age we live, you know, for an illustrator, for that to go into a theatre, as you say, 3D but live, you know, that's, for me, so much better than CGI and cartoon.
Yeah, you might say that we're a little bit old school in that, because we don't use projection and things like that, which is very much what a lot of children's theatre is, and that's great, because we've got to embrace the technology, but ours is very much old school with, we're looking at the pictures and we've literally remade things. Like Christopher's got his jar with him today that he's looking for his caterpillars, and the caterpillars were inside the jar. The jar, this prop from our show, is an exact replica of what the illustration is. And in fact, on our Instagram, we've got a picture of the illustration with half the jars, and underneath it, the other half the jars, and it's almost like a seamless, the other half of the jars is what we've made. It's like a seamless picture. It's great. It's lovely.
And despite, you know, TV that delivers a lot of children's, you know, content in a very finished form, kids have still got a huge capacity for imagination. So how do you bring puppetry and story to life for kids so that they can meet that with their imagination?
Well, it's the show's hugely interactive, so we sing and we dance. And we invite the young people to join in with us as well. And throughout it, we ask for ideas about how to take care of the caterpillars or what might happen to the caterpillars. So we take very much the audience's and the young people's imaginations into account to tell the story.
And so finally, Fringe Review's a bit old school. We know there's PR out there, but much nicer are what I call the gentle invitations. So what's your gentle invitation for families and children to come and see this?
So, do you mean for your listeners, or do you mean?
But for a potential audience out there, what would be your invitation to come and see this out of all the shows on offer?
Well, Christopher Nibble, it really is a bright and beautiful tale. I mean, it's very gentle. It's a lovely introduction to theatre for very young children who might not have seen anything before.
And we've missed Christopher Nibble, so this is Christopher's Caterpillars, is it?
That's Christopher's Caterpillars, yeah. The guinea pig here is Christopher Nibble, but this is the story, Christopher's Caterpillars. What I would say is, if you'd like to see how a performance can leap from page to stage, if you'd like to be able to read a story and have it last for more than just the hour that you're with us, because you can read it over and over again with your children in the storybook if you wanted to, then ours is the show for you.
Thank you, all three of you, for talking to Fringe Review.